you get the results then?
Yeah, caught them here somewhere. Garza beat Estrada.
A guy told me Garza was going to win.
Hey, Cynthia destroyed Kenzo. I remember the old days when Kenzo were unbeatable.
Yeah. What about Tigris and Goliath?
Massacre. Apparently it was a cracker.
I had 20 on Tigris.
They lost.
Ah well. Can you lend me breakfast?
Gibbon? Not a bad try. Churchill? Bit too much champagne at lunchtime. The French Revolution? They should have asked someone who was there.
Do you have to do that?
What? Mutter? It's a perk of owning your own home.
Constantly remind everyone who has to listen to you that you're a lord of time and have been everywhere and every when.
I don't.
You do?
Oh, well, I haven't.
You have?
Oh.
Why do you love books so much if you know what happens in them all?
I don't. Take, that one over there.
He says, pointing to 1,000 books.
The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. For centuries I was convinced I'd never know who did it because the last page was missing. Then I happened to bump into dear Agatha just after she'd written it, and she told me I'd find out on page 218. You could have knocked me down with a feather when I found out it was...
And that story, which proves my point completely, is supposed to disprove my point how exactly?
This library contains the wonders of the universe.
No, the universe contains the wonders of the universe. This library is just dusty old books.
Got anything on the next round?
10 on Woot to beat Dos Caros.
Woot? Why Woot?
I know a guy on Woot who says they've got something up their sleeve.
What guy? What sleeve?
He's a spy. Mega deep cover in the Wootish ministry. I'm his Book of the Month club. He sends me coded messages so I can make a bit on the side.
I think I've just worked out why we're losing this war.
We're not losing. They'd have to tell us if we were losing. It's insider dealing if they don't.
And you reckon Woot?
My guy told me. He wants a day in the life of a Wootish gentleman. That's our code.
Seems a bit flimsy to me.
That's why they call it gambling.
Fine. Put me down for 20 on Woot to beat Dos Caros. And if there aren't 10,000 Dos Carish bodies floating in space by this time tomorrow, I'll make your life miserable.
You already do.
We're bantering again.
Oh yeah.
I don't suppose you've got any, you know, naughty books.
Well, Darwin ruffled a few feathers, and Americans were burning Harry Potter until well into the 22nd century.
No, I mean, you know, naughty books.
Oh, I don't think so. I've never really looked. Now, Sir Charles Summer, on the other hand, biggest collection of Victorian erotica in England.
We go.
I lent him a book once about extinct flightless birds, I think. He never gave it back. I've been meaning to pop back and get it.
Can we go?
You wouldn't like it. It's all fields where he lives.
Even so?
Wait! Let's go somewhere I don't know all about. You want the wonders of the universe and I want a surprise.
If this is another parallel world...
No, no. A chap can only meet so many versions of himself without starting to seriously consider growing a moustache or poking one of his eyes out. What about a piece of genuinely mysterious history?
Such as?
The war.
That doesn't sound very mysterious. It sounds like it has the feel of a really good documentary series about it, narrated by Judi Dench.
Ah, not just a war, the war.
The time war...
Shh! Even that needed the word time to make itself sound good. And it's Dame Judi Dench. The war is just the war. Because for everyone in it, there isn't anything else.
Sounds horrible.
Oh, it is. Do you know how it ended?
No.
Neither do I.
What about the history books?
They stopped writing them eventually.
Confirmed. Mysticom warship has got a lock.
Weapon systems 30 seconds from full charge.
Our reinforcements are... Oh, gone.
Urgent communication incoming.
Mystico to beat Volador. 30 to 1 on. Volador to beat Mystico. 1,000 to 1 again. 50 to 1, the draw.
I'm putting 100 on us.
That's suicidal. And illegal.
Just as well we're about to die then. Make it 200. The less I leave my Sandra, the better. Should only spend it on another one of those designer gas masks. I ask you, why does a woman need 3 gas masks?
Don't you have 2 children?
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm going all in on the draw.
Coward!
Don't they say luck favours the brave?
No.
30 seconds are up. It's been all right knowing you.
You too, mate. You too.
It just goes on and on.
I know how it feels. What was it about? What started it?
It isn't really about anything.
Then why?
It's more for something than about something.
What do...
It started when a board meeting went a bit off the agenda. You know how it is when you have the greediest minds in the galaxy round a table. They're either going to organise a paintball weekend or dream up a way to make lots of money. In this case, war.
Against who? And don't say whom.
Against each other. History told them that a planet's economy is so much more efficient during wartime. Whoever is in charge can tell everyone what to make, who to sell it to, how much to sell it for, and anyone who doesn't want to obey can be thrown in jail or shot through the head. Perfect system.
It was that easy.
The major worlds decided to split into 2 sides and declare war on each other there and then. The big corporations and the governments fell into an understanding, and everything was geared almost overnight to total war. The war's a closed economy, you see. Greens trade with greens, blues trade with blues, and treaties allow rigorous tax trade between greens and blues. No one else in the universe gets a look in.
Were they really called greens and blues?
That was one of the few polite colloquialisms. The 2 sides are the Democratic Global People's Federation of Independent Republican Free Worlds and the Galactic Free Sovereign Democratic Union Alliance of Imperial Nations, neither of which I fancied saying 3 times in a lifetime, let alone a sentence.
But eventually things start running out, especially if you're blowing them up all the time.
Of course. When a world became so weak that it either collapses into poverty and anarchy or its ecological system died, they have a tender process for a new world to join the war. It's the ultimate socio-economic status symbol, you see.
So worlds were so desperate to become rich that they accelerated their own demise?
They reckon that the average lifespan of a world in the war is about 3 generations. More than enough time for the people who took them into the war and every descendant they would ever personally meet to die in luxury.
That's quite cynical, even for deep space.
Fancy a look round the most absurd historical event in history? There was never any danger of the war ending because the board of direction ensured that the 2 sides remained more or less even by occasionally drafting a world from one side to the other. You might go to work that morning as a green, and by the time you got home to your living pod and kissed your allocation of children goodnight, the whole lot of you are blues.
I suppose you'll be...
Login accepted. State your request.
Looking for a computer terminal to hack.
State your request.
Let's start with, where are we, when are we, how are you, which side are we on, and are we in battle at the moment?
Processing. You're on board the TSS Mascaris. It is 13,681.0404. Please rephrase the question. Please rephrase the question.
We're currently not engaged in battle.
Is this a green, a federation or an alliance ship?
A federation ship.
And are you well?
Please rephrase the question.
Circuits okay?
Please rephrase the question.
Not caught any viruses?
Please rephrase the question.
Ooh, a porthole. Nice day outside.
So, is this a good ship to be on in your quest to know things?
In a war, any ship not under attack is a good one. Now, should we head for the bridge or the mess?
Bridge?
The bridge if we want to find out what's officially going on. The mess if we want to find out what the crew thinks is going on.
Mess it is then.
Or we could just go to the bridge.
And it's definitely a Cretan ship, and it's definitely on an intercept course.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I mean, that's terrible.
Of course, sir.
When it gets within range, charge up the guns, but don't fire until I say so.
Understood, sir.
I suppose I better say something inspirational to the men.
I'm sure they'll appreciate it, sir.
Men, any second now you'll be hearing a siren, which means battle stations. A Cretan ship is almost on top of us and we're severely outgunned. I would like to remind you all that betting on the outcome of battle involving your own ship is against the law, and your accounts will be scanned as soon as fighting commences. Anyone found guilty will be retrospectively decommissioned, and your families will be transferred to bankruptcy farms. Now, fight the good fight, and good hunting, everyone!
Brought a lump to my throat, sir.
I'd cancel that 1,000 you put on us to get back to dock after a successful tour of duty if I were you, number one. I'd hate for Marjorie to end up on a bankruptcy farm. She's been to dinner at our house and it would embarrass Julia.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I'll do that, sir.
I'll be pressing the alarm button in 1 minute and 20 seconds, number one. Faster. Faster!
Information.
Cretan ship approaching on attack vector.
Estimated time of attack?
2 minutes.
What? Why aren't there any alarms going off?
Maybe this is an automated ship. Or a really zen one.
Zen?
Information. Time of attack? 1 minute, 50 seconds.
We've got to find the bridge and warn them. Computer, how do we get to the bridge?
Press the call lift button that is to the left of the lift.
Enter the lift that is to the right of the call lift button. Enter the lift when or after it arrives.
Press the large red button marked level 1. Bridge deck, and command, once.
Do not press anything else.
Thank you.
You don't have to thank a computer.
I've met computers that can sneeze. Did you know a computer could sneeze?
No.
A computer that could sneeze, a robot that could write terrible poetry, and a nanovirus that could actually fall in love. It wrote poetry too, but it was too small for anyone to read.
Is this just lift talk to remind me you're not as British as you sound?
It's always worth thanking machines, because you never know how advanced those machines are. Trust me, you don't want to offend a mainframe. Not one that controls everything keeping you out of that lovely day you mentioned earlier.
I mentioned it?
I know. The bridge, I presume. Hi, I'm the Doctor and you're about to be... You guessed.
Who are you? And why are you here?
I'm the Doctor, as I said, and this is Edward Bradley. You'll like him once you get to know him.
You're under arrest. Take them to the cells.
Not so fast. Whoever you are, these two might have a legitimate reason to be here.
We're under attack, sir. They may be the advanced guard.
Two of them, and trying so hard to blend in. If this is an advanced guard, I'd hate to see the rest of the platoon. I think we can safely assume that these two gentlemen are from the Commission.
We can.
Oh yes, we can. Escort them to my private quarters.
Yes, sir.
And guard, when you've done that, take yourself to the cells. I've just been informed that you had 50 on a double header with us to destroy the first ship we encountered. All very patriotic, but also very illegal.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry. Yes, sir. Sorry.
Excellent. I think a drink is in order.
Ah!
You're very calm for a man whose ship is about to be attacked.
And you're very brave for a man who could be dead at any moment. I've only to pick up this gun and claim self-defense. I might even have you thrown into an airlock since you were never officially here. So, are you from the Commission?
Yes, good old Commission.
Now at least I know you're lying. There isn't a Commission. You aren't from the Board of Direction either, or I'd know your faces. You haven't tried to kill me, which means you aren't an Alliance operative. You haven't pitched anything to me, so you aren't from one of the planets on the waiting list. Therefore, you must be someone new, and hopefully interesting.
Why are you talking like this? We're under attack.
Yes, and he's very calm for someone under attack. Odd, don't you think? Talking to him is about the best thing we can do right now. Why aren't you afraid?
I have an escape pod. Actually, you're standing in it. My quarters are surrounded by the strongest alloy in the galaxy, and a force field to boot. The ship can, and in all probability will, be destroyed around it.
An escape pod isn't the safest place to be right now either.
True.
Which means you have another escape route planned.
Possibly.
So, either you have another ship following you at all times just so it can pick you up on the off chance, or...
He was expecting to be attacked here and planned the whole thing.
I'm afraid the boy has got it spot on. This was always planned to be the final voyage of the TSS Mascaris.
Wait, you mentioned betting on your broadcast. Is this just one big betting scam?
Oh, that really is splendid. A betting scam. Oh, I'll dine out on that remark. A betting scam, really. Betting scams are for the crew, the workers and the drones. They never work because the betting computers are cleverer than they are. Betting scams are a good source of protein and nothing more.
Then why plan the destruction of your own ship? Isn't that a bad career move?
Do you know much about economics, Doctor?
I've dabbled at arm's length when I've had to. I met Keynes once, told him they would name a city after him. He didn't laugh.
Oh, since my associates will certainly kill you, I feel like opening up to you. I've had to keep this to myself for 6 months, and I don't mind admitting it has been a strain. I almost let number one in on the plan, but one should never confide in a man with gambling debts. So it has been my little secret all this time.
That this is a suicide mission?
That this ship is the last of our fleet, and it must be destroyed. Our world is in trouble, Doctor. Real trouble. We are up to our eyes in debt to some less than pleasant worlds on both sides of the war. Dantes and Mendoza are at this very moment waiting for a deadline to expire so they can rape our world and take everything we have. Then they'll break up the planet itself to squeeze a little more capital out of us.
Well, that's crazy! You've got to get back and defend your home!
The rules of war, my boy, clearly state that a world which has no significant assets left can claim a state of bankruptcy and no creditor. Not even the board themselves can come near us for a century.
So you pick a fight with an Alliance ship, word reaches the board that the Mascaris has been destroyed, and your homeworld is safe. What about the men on board this ship?
They die. It's regrettable. No, essential is a better word. We're stretching credulity for me to escape. My government has arranged for me to take on a new identity on our old sister world of Groom. It's not much of a promotion, but it is better than being atomized. Plus, a small amount of cash, naturally. Several small amounts of cash. Enough small amounts of cash, in fact, to make rather a large amount of cash.
How many people are on this ship?
A couple of thousand, perhaps. Oh, I left the paperwork to number one. Computer, current headcounts?
2,364.75 men.
Eh? How can you have 0.75 of a man?
We have a number of women on board.
Oh, great. An almost all-male crew stuck together on a warship. Either your morale must be at rock bottom, or you've got a very entertaining amateur dramatic society.
Can't you just sell this ship to raise money to pay off your debts?
Oh, a splendid idea. Oh, well, no. A terrible idea. Broadcasting to the entire galaxy that we're desperate for money. Well, we might get a few potential buyers coming through the warp gate, but they'll have one eye on the minerals beneath the ground and the other on the slaves above it. No, not a good idea to let people know how desperate you are.
There has to be an alternative to suicide.
Admirable naivety, Doctor. But this ship is destroyed or our entire planet is destroyed. Personally, as long as I'm somewhere else, I don't care which it is. But leading this heap of junk into a battle it can't win was the better paying option, so here we all are. Well, where is your ship, by the way?
It's parked by the elevator we came up in.
Yes, that'll be amongst the first places to be blown apart. It's just above an engine core or something. Oh, I never did know which way up the plans went. I was only studying them to see if the water pipes would let me have a jacuzzi in here. Sadly, they wouldn't, and I couldn't interest number one in a part-time job with a whisk and some exotic oils.
There has to be another way out of this.
Yes, you're right. Only teasing. We've been over this 1,000 times back at the old homestead. Find a spot away from the space lanes, they said. Stand and fight, they said. And don't come back, they said. Just wait to be blasted to dust, escape pod caveat notwithstanding, and so on.
But they're not attacking. If we're in range, why haven't they started firing?
Beats me. Might be something tactical. I never did understand tactics. I've been in 3 battles and I've yet to keep my eyes open for any of them.
It is a bit odd that they haven't started shooting at us. It's sort of what they're there for. Otherwise, they're just flying across the galaxy for the sake of it, and who would want to do that? Exactly. Maybe they don't want to fight. Maybe it's an ally ship. You've got to let us out of here, Captain, so we can find out what's going on.
Do you want sarcasm or no sarcasm?
No sarcasm.
Then I strongly disagree with you.
You won't let us out?
Over my dead body, and I don't think you're that sort of chap. Either of you.
That's the first thing you've said that I'd agree with.
Good-o. I want to understand you before letting you out of here.
Although I do have this sonic screwdriver, and that's only a double-encoded cryptolock.
Why?
Come on, Ed. You've got to get off this ship. Now. Lifeboats, escape pods, emergency teleports, whatever. Just get off this ship and save your lives.
Ignore him, men. He's a performance artist. This is the piece he wowed the board with at the Galactathon last year. Many is the senior military executive who shed an unexpected tear that evening. I want to see every man here poised over his controls, ready to strike the very moment I give the order.
Captain, I can't help noticing that they aren't firing at us.
Fear, number one, pure fear. They know that this is the TSS Mascaris, and our reputation goes before us.
It does.
We are the flagship of our world's mighty defense fleet. The mightiest ship in the mightiest armada in the whole of the war. These cowardly scum are probably too afraid to attack us, because they know that another of our proud flotilla will be on its way, and if we don't destroy them, the enemy, not our proud flotilla, then our comrades will.
Fine words, sir.
I hadn't finished. Our comrades will, etc.
Hooray!
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 But that was all lies. You're going to die if you don't get off this ship. It's all a setup. The battle won't be a battle. Your captain has betrayed you and wants this ship destroyed.
Impossible. Rigging a battle is against the rules. Not even the syndicates ever dared try that.
Thank you, number one. I would have preferred you to cite my obvious integrity instead of the grotty little gambling rules you live your life by, but the sentiment was there. The boy is talking obvious nonsense. He's trying to unravel your morale. Don't let him. Okay? Splendid. Let me know the moment we're hit by enemy fire. A word, Doctor, if you would. And leave your magical door key with number one. He's the chap with the very large gun. There's a good fellow. That was foolish and ultimately pointless, which is probably a tautology, but as we're on the brink of battle and everyone has better things to worry about, I won't bother. Now, Doctor, I know I'm not the most obvious person to be asking you for a favour, so I'm going to threaten you instead. That enemy ship should have blown us to pieces already. It hasn't. It hasn't even tried. That makes me a little nervous.
I'm not surprised.
Quite. Unfortunately, red tape, blah, blah, blah. I can't send anyone across without it being an unfortunate mess. They'd technically be a spy or a saboteur or something like that, and so they'd be killed instantly. There is no one on board with the wit to evade capture or even ingratiate themselves into the interesting nooks and crannies. At least, not until you came on board.
You want me to help you?
I want you to go over to that ship and find out why they aren't trying to kill us.
So I find out why, and then you use that information to provoke a battle. Maybe they're having technical problems, and you'd like me to mend their guns for them.
That's the spirit, old boy. Lend a hand, and we'll come to some arrangement.
No, absolutely not. I'm not helping you to send thousands of men to their deaths.
Putting it another way, please, Doctor, will you go to the enemy ship and get them to attack us? You would be doing the entire Shroom race an enormous service, saving countless lives and bringing joy to the hearts of the little children. Or I could keep you in here while Number One shows your little friend around the ship, on the outside, without a space suit. Until his lungs burst, his eyeballs freeze, and his blood becomes as hard as stone. It's up to you, really.